You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Gonna stab you back. You ain't nothing but a dead hack. Now that's gonna swing. Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this one is Annihilation number 3.
All right, good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, up here till 1 o'clock as always, and as always, bringing you lots of good music in the punk rock variety. Started things off with a double shot from the Damned. First ever full-length by the Damned. It's 40 years old today. Hard to believe. And the Damned coming to the Commodore Ballroom April 15th, celebrating 40 years in existence. That show is sold out. We heard a track called Neat, Neat, Neats, the opening cut on the record, and we heard Stab Your Back, a tune that The Damned don't do anymore, written by Rats Gabies, who is no longer in the band. And the first version we heard of this is a stiff records pressing, although it's the corrected pressing. The one we heard was a reissue on Earmark, and it was a reissue of the original 1977 pressing that accidentally showed Eddie and the Hot Rods on the back cover, not the Damned. But yeah, it's the original Damned lineup. Dave on this record, Dave Vanian, Brian James, Captain Sensible, Rats Gabies, who did another record with that lineup, and then changed lineups. So let's get back into the show. We're going to continue on in the 70s vein. This is actually from 1978. This is a classic Vancouver track by the Subhumans, Death to the Sickoids on Generation Annihilation.
Death must come to the Sickoids at last. Peace must come, a thing of the past. The Sickoids have the armies and the guns and the grass. They're going to destroy us in the dust of their lives. Destroy the world. They fuck. Trying to spread the red brigade, telling you're threatened by the terrorist flame. They're hanging the news around our necks by cleaning our minds to the buffet. Kill them all. Destroy them.
Down the line.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR Radio. And we start things all off with the Subhumans' Death of the Sickoids, one of the rarest Canadian punk slabs out there. Yeah, title track. And we followed with the Insults. I'm Just a Doper, but that's from the Stiff Love 7-inch 1979 on Six Songs Records. Followed with Fire Exit from the UK from the Time Wall 7-inch going back to 1978. Yeah, I heard the title track and title track of the Dogs, Teenage Forever. This isn't the Detroit band Dogs. This is the Dogs from France, a band who I've recently discovered who I think sound totally awesome. Yeah, they went into the mid-80s, and we followed a band that was around from 1977, 1978, probably the first ever French punk band called Metal Urbane. And yeah, title track of their 7-inch Panic. And we're going to hear an act right now. From France, and they're called Lion's Law. Here we go.
Yeah. There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. We start things all off with Lion's Law, Day Will Come on Long Shot Music. Antisocial, Lion's Law from Paris, France, followed with Victoria's No Heart from their self-titled 7-inch on Long Shot Music. Heard a track called Scum, followed with Bishop's Green, Trouble from the Back to Our Roots 7-inch. And then we heard from Razor Heart out of Australia from their a track from their upcoming release, Common Enemy. We heard a track called Lionheart. And Portland, Oregon's Chartbusters gave a track called Raise Your Voice. And going back to the early 80s, Winnipeg, Manitoba, from the Who's in Charge 7-inch, re-released on the Who and What Complete Studio Recordings on Sound Escape Records. This is Stretch Marks with a track called Force Fucker.
When all it takes to free yourself is thought. Suicide's our devotion. We're littered with comprehension and doubt. Your mind is propaganda, be it right or be it wrong. We're just a cheap attempt to frame my fears. Social conscience may be involved, but it soon shall pass. Just what makes you so goddamn aware. We'll be right back.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts around Commercial Drive and beyond at Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studio, Bomber Brewing, Stormcrow Tavern, People's Co-op Bookstore, Mintage, High Life Records and Music, Bone Rattle Music Limited, JQ Clothing Limited, The Rio Theater, The Vancouver Music Gallery, North Van, and Tapestry Music Limited and White Rock.
What would we do without our friends?
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
And you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
All right, start things all off with stretch marks from the Who and What release, an anthology, heard a track called Force Fucker, followed with Youth, Toronto act from the same era, going back to 1983. That was originally on a 12-inch called Sin, one of my favorite Canadian hardcore punk vinyl slabs ever. Heard a track called Greed, and we heard an act from Portland, Oregon, from a cassette tape release called Killer Be Killed. We heard the title track of that, and the band is called Lose. And Violent Minds from the Eyes of Death release on Deranged Records. We heard a track called Brutality, and we're going to hear an act who were from Vancouver, very short-lived, but yeah, they had a really cool demo, and they recently finally mixed this full-length record, and hopefully it'll be out on vinyl soon. The band was called Despair, and the name of this track is called Visions of the Inferno and Generation Annihilation, CITR. We'll be right back.
center, the rising heat from multiple fires caused by both the heat flash and the blast wave upsetting stoves and open furnaces is sucking in ground-level wind at speed exceeding 100 miles an hour. This is the wind of a firestorm.
We'll be right back. This is Brian with Hellshock, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Party on, Vancouver.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR. Power Cord up next. Started things all off with Despair, Visions of the Inferno, Vancouver act that were around in the year 2015. And we followed with Disaster, going back to 1991, the War Cry release, their one release. It was a 12-inch, and it came out on, what was this label that came out? Yeah, it was 1991, as I said. It came out on Tone Deaf Records. Yeah, kind of an obscure record that you didn't really hear about till recently. You didn't start hearing about it again until quite recently. Yeah, and then we followed with Disgust, Brutality of War, 1994, in Earache Records. We heard a track called Mother Earth, and out of Japan, Disclosed from the Tragedy release, we heard a track called Dying of Disease. So yeah, as I said, Power Chord will be up next, and check out Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook, and all that kind of fun stuff. Yeah, stay tuned for Power Chord. Up next. See you later. And we're going to leave you with one more track. This is from Mass Grave. The release is called The Absurdity of Humanity, and we're going to hear a track called Fascist. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Welcome to another edition of Power Chord Radio. We're here today on CITR 101.9, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And I just started you guys out with a song by The Zigzags, which is a band from LA. They just released a little EP, and that was Ripping Death off of their EP. Yeah, they're really good. They're like a really thrashy band. And their newest EP, like the album cover, is just like this guy that kind of looks like Eddie from Iron Maiden's albums, and he's like holding this guitar and cutting Donald Trump's face in half. So it's a little more political than their other stuff, but yeah, it's good nonetheless. But this episode this week is going to be a little bit different because I'm going to have a band coming in and I'm going to interview them. And the band is called Touch the Sun. They just got done playing on the 70,000 Tons of Metal cruise. So I'd love to hear about their experience doing that. And they also have a show coming up next weekend at the Red.